Watcha! It's Mike Wynn with a big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. A month or so back, I described the great post-bop bluesy pianist Harold Mayburn, Mabe as he was known universally, as an indestructible veteran. Sadly, I was wrong, as Mabe died last week. This whole show will be dedicated to this magnificent man. From his very first LP as a leader, a prestige LP called A Few Miles from Memphis, engineered by Rudy Van Gelder, recorded December 68 when Mabe was 32. Yes, a long apprenticeship. From his hometown Memphis, he went to Chicago in 54 and then on to New York City in 59. His very first night in the Big Apple, he went to Birdland and met Cannonball Adderley and sat in with his quintet. Harry Sweet's Edison was in the audience and he was about to lose his pianist, Tommy Flanagan. And Sweets asked Mabe to join his band, and he was off and running. We heard a Mabe compo, Raking and Scraping, well, the first half of it. To fit in as much as possible of Harold Mayburn's playing, I had to shorten it. Fellow Memphis boy George Coleman, tenor, also Buddy Terry, tenor, Bill Lee, bass, Walter Perkins, drums, and throughout this week's show, Harold Mayburn, piano. Let's skip to his last album.
Thank you.
Yes, Benny Goldson's much-covered song I Remember Clifford from a Smoke Sessions album recorded live at the Smoke Jazz and Supper Club to give it its full and formal name, New York, Jan 7th, 2018. This double CD captures the final three sets of a Herculean three-week engagement at Smoke, sets 61, 62 and 63, the first two of which have still to be released. And the tenor man is Eric Alexander, who'd been a student under Mabe at the William Patterson University back in 87. They formed a great friendship, and Mabe was a regular in Alexander's band off and on. I saw them together at Ronnie Scott's some years back now, and they were fantastic. And by the way, they've made over 20 albums together. John Webber bass, Joe Farnsworth drums. Here's, well, Mabe. And that was the John Coltrane compo, Straight Street, May piano, Ron Carter bass, Jack DeJohnette drums. Recorded for Columbia in New York, December 89. Maybe had been part of the Miles Davis band in 63 with Ron Carter, and they did those famous Miles Davis at Black Hawk recordings. I'm sure you remember those. Also, Mabe, Ron and Jack DeJohnette had been on a recording date together with George Benson, which I plan to include later in the show. So let's talk of the big names that Mabe played with. Miles and Benson, we already know. George Coleman, Eric Alexander, we already know. And we're going to hear from some of these musos later in the show. Donald Byrd, Jackie McLean, Lee Morgan, Hank Mobley, Freddie Hubbard, Jimmy Forrest, J.J. Johnson, Sonny Rollins, Wes Montgomery, Grant Green, Roy Haynes, Art Farmer, Blue Mitchell, plus a whole bunch of vocalists. Betty Carter, Sarah Vaughan, John Hartman, Joe Williams, Etta Jones, Arthur Prysock. Not bad for a muso who never had a proper music lesson in his life. Completely self-taught. Here are some of those big names now.
Thank you.
Blue Note LP called The Gigolo, the leader Lee Morgan trumpet, plus Wayne Shorter tenor, Harold Mayburn Jr. piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Billy Higgins drums, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, June 65. That was a Lee Morgan compo, Speedball. This is only 4 years after Lee and Wayne had been associates in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, so they were indeed big, big names, and they chose Mabe. I said he was self-taught. He was, but he started on the drums, then baritone, before switching to the piano at the relatively late age of 15, when he fell under the spell of fellow Memphis pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. And then it was simply a matter of practicing 10 or 12 hours a day for years and years and years. By the way, Mabe was the pianist in Lee Morgan's group the night Lee was shot dead on stage at the aptly titled Slugs Club. Next, one of Mabe's first recordings as a sideman. A Delmark LP called All the Gin Is Gone, recorded in Chicago, December 59. Delmark call it Bebop Mainstream. New title for me. Basically, this was the band that was supporting Harry Sweet's Edison. They had a day off and they made this recording with tenor man Jimmy Forrest of Night Train fame. Grant Green on guitar was the exception. He wasn't in Sweet's Edison's band. And this was Grant's debut in the recording studio. The rest of the rhythm section were with Sweet's. Mabe piano, Gene Ramey bass, spelt Ramsey here on the LP, Elvin Jones drums. That ballad was called What's New. Let's leap forward to 73. a Muse LP under the leadership of guitarist Tiny Grimes. We heard the jolly calypso hit of the 50s, Matilda, recorded March 73. Loved that. Our old chum, Houston Person tenor, Mabe, of course, Jimmy Lewis electric bass, Freddie Waite's drums, and Gene Golden conga. If you're struggling to remember why you know the name Tiny Grimes, but you're not quite sure why, he was an integral part of the Art Tatum trio, 41 to 44. Next, My Funny Valentine, piano intro by You Know Who. This is one of those fabulous Impulse gatefold LPs. You know, the ones with the black and orange covers. The leader is one of jazz's greatest ever trombonists, J.J. Johnson, and he interprets the Rodgers and Hart standard My Funny Valentine perfectly. J.J. is backed by May Piano, Arthur Harper Bass and Frank Gant Drums. I'm deliberately choosing short tracks so we can squeeze in as much variety as poss. Here's Mabe on electric piano, settling on a great groove despite the attempt by some strings to take over and ruin it all. Thank you. prestige LP called The Black Cat. The leader is tenor man Gene Ammons, not long released from the second of his prison sentences for drug-related offences. For some reason, the police and the judicial system seem to have targeted Ammons. This recording was also made in our location of the week, Chicago, November 70. In less than 4 years after this recording, Gene Ammons died of cancer. He was still only 49. I love all his records. Just a real shame they added those strings to this song. George Harrison's Something. Ammons tenor, Mabe electric piano, Gene Freeman guitar, Ron Carter bass, Idris Mohammed drums. Let's hear Mabe in a piano-based drum setting again. This time, it's March 2013. another Smoke Sessions album. This one recorded at the Smoke Club, March 2013. It's called Right On Time. John Webber bass, Joe Farnsworth, another of his students from the William Paterson University in New Jersey, on drums. That song, a Mabe compo, blues for Frank and Paul and all. Who are they, you ask? Staff at the Smoke Jazz Club, that's who. Mabe was a big man. You'd easily mistake him for an ex-heavyweight boxer, well over 6 foot tall, large head, large hands. Yes, a big man, but the inevitable gentle giant. Here's Gigi. Gigi, the title song of the 58 film, music Frederick Lowe, lyrics Alan J. Lerner. This free-flowing version was recorded for the Japanese Venus label June 2001, under the leadership of tenor man Archie Shepp, supported by Mabe piano, George Mraz bass and Billy Drummond drums. Benny Golson and Art Farmer co-founded the Jazz Tet, a sextet, in 59, and it ran for 3 years. And then the co-leaders reformed it in 82, by the way. Mabe joined the Jazz Tet in 62.
Thank you.
Reggie, a Benny Golson compo named after Benny's son, and a song that encapsulated the jazz tet's straight-ahead style. Great solos by Benny on tenor, Art Farmer trumpet and May piano. Herb Lewis was on bass, Roy McCurdy drums. Recorded for Mercury Records in New York, May-June 62. Wow, what to close with. I've got records here by Hank Mobley, George Benson, Corey Weed, Cecil Payne, Eric Alexander, lots, Stanley Turrentine, Freddie Hubbard, and. In the end, I've chosen the Contemporary Piano Ensemble, an Evidence album called Four Pianos for Phineas, as Maeve always credited Phineas Newborn Jr. as his mentor, teacher, friend and inspiration. Here's Maeve with Bob Cranshaw bass, Billy Higgins drums. It's a Phineas compo back home, that being Memphis, Tennessee, of course. And a huge, huge thanks to Mabe for a lifetime of truly outstanding music over almost 70 years as a professional. It's odd how the death of some artists affects you much more than others. I was desperately saddened by the loss of the actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. I feel the same way about Mabe, the archetypal good man. And I do hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.